Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. Deputy Prime Minister and Social Development Minister Carmel Cipollone has slammed National's anti-beneficiary policies. National yesterday announced a traffic light system for beneficiaries, with harsh penalties for those who are just not looking hard enough for work. Ms Cipollone says it's a predictable attack from the right, but beneficiaries are not the cause of the country's biggest challenges. She says almost all New Zealanders would need to lean on the Ministry of Social Development for support at some point in their lives, and everyone accessing support deserves to be treated with respect. New Zealand First Northland candidate Shane Jones says the region needs housing, but not the sort Kāinga Ora tried to sneak into Kirikiri. Labour's Calvin Davis says opposition in the town to a public housing development was elitist. But Mr. Jones says the community objected to cramming 120 people into multiple tiny apartments on a postage stamp-sized piece of land in the centre of the town.
Fortunately, Kāinga Ora have backed down. And that's not to say there shouldn't be housing. But my personal view is the focus in around Kirikiri should be on working family housing. We just don't have the ability to cope if the housing is going to be filled with people that either don't want to work or are incapable of working without massive wraparound social services.
Shane Jones. Labour's Rino Tirikatene looks set to retain Te Tai Tonga, but support for the party in the huge southern seat has plummeted. A Courier Research Whakaata Māori poll put Mr. Tirikatene on 36%, with Te Pāti Māori's Takuta Ferris on 25% and 18% undecided. Labour was set to take just 31% of the party vote, down from 59% in the 2020 election. Excluding undecided voters, Te Pāti Māori support improved 12 points to 18%. National was at 9% and the Green Party came in at 14%, its best showing so far in a Māori electorate. Cost of living was the overwhelming issue among poll respondents, followed by health and the economy. The curator of this year's Ngāringa Tuhituhi Kupu Māori Writers Festival says it was great to see a range of genres writers are tackling, from mōtiatia to history to protest to writing for young people. Robin Barge says the festival drew large audiences both to the Rotorua venues and online. She says the level of engagement between writers and audience was higher than she's ever seen at other festivals, and the kōrero was often challenging.
Professor Linda Tuhiwai-Smith gave a fabulous talk on the importance of writing our stories as a part of sort of decolonising ourselves and telling our stories and telling our histories in the way that we want to tell them.
Robin Barge says when she started Huia Publishers 30 years ago, there were few Māori writers. But these days, especially with modern technology, numbers have grown exponentially. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Toodle!